Welcome back out to the Foundry Kitchen and Bar here in downtown Elyria as we continue our series in the spotlight on Elyria here on AM 930 WEOL. It's Bullseye on the afternoon with me, Andy Bulbarch, and Matt Douglas. You've got us until 6:35 tonight. Busy show lined up today. A lot of things to get to. Lots of people to speak with. We had Lisa Roberson with the Chronicle-Telegram on with us a little while ago. Come on down here and enjoy the fun with us. They just brought a pizza out. Can't wait to smash that and this pizza on this table next to us. Looks really, really awesome. Can you smell it?
I can't. I didn't even realize it was there, but now that I see it, I'm wishing I could have a piece.
You're fighting a cold. I forget. You can't smell it.
No, yeah.
I was hoping that might
cure
you.
Yeah,
I was hoping that might be a cure.
Thanks for pointing that out. Yeah, it's a nice try.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, we have two gentlemen here in front of us right now. We've got Michael Place. We've got Hayden Buckley joining us right now. We're going to be talking about Recovery Month and young people in recovery. Guys, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having us.
We can barely hear you, so we're going to turn you up. There you go. That's even. That's a little bit better. All right. Well, this interview, of course, is all part of our Lorain County First Response Series, and it's a project of the Lorain County Addis Board, supported through Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration Award SP080284, First Responders Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act Cooperative Agreement. There's got to be an easier way of saying that, doesn't that?
Sure.
And geez, oh man, I feel like that it's like a chapter in a book. But Michael, I want to start with you. As far as young people in recovery go, this, of course, September is indeed Recovery Month. What's the mission of young people in recovery?
With young people in recovery, we provide the training and networks for individuals and families in the community that need to recover and to maximize their full potential. We do it through chapter programmings, activities, and stuff like that in the community.
What's a recovery-ready community?
So to put it simple, it's a community that is recovery ready. It provides the entire continuum of support to those in or seeking recovery. So what this means is everything along with prevention programs, access to different recovery programs such as the care center at the college, access to diversionary or drug court programs, and just we embrace in all pathways to recovery, and all pathways is be it absent-based, harm reduction, MAT, 12-step.
Treatment can be measured in a lot of different ways. Do you guys offer forms of treatment?
With us, we do not do direct treatment. What we do is we have peer recovery services. So we advocate for improvement, access to prevention, treatment, housing, education, employment, and we actually just started a financial literacy chapter also because these are factors that are most important in sustaining long-term recovery.
Well, what are these chapters doing? I know you guys have different chapters. What do the young people in recovery chapters do?
Yeah, so YPR chapters, we're local groups made up of volunteers. We host the free workshops, which I said focus on the housing, education, employment. We do one that's recovery messaging because how you talk about your recovery is very important in breaking the stigma reduction that's around substance use disorder. We also host activities like all recovery meetings. Ours is on Monday nights at 7 at the 1939 Overland Avenue in Lorain. We do community service projects and just other substance-free activities where young people in recovery can get together and have fun and meet other people because it's all about the community connections.
Now, what happens at these meetings and what happens at some of these things, too? Because I think it's interesting you mentioned that when you're doing things like this, it's kind of a commonplace for folks who are struggling through the same kinds of things to meet. And you do things that also allow these kids to get out in the community and have a good time.
Mm-hmm. So once a month, our chapter will put on what we call a pro-social activity. It can be anything from going to an Indians game to having a celebration of recovery picnic at Burr Oaks Reservation. The All Recovery Meeting is great because it's everybody from all walks of with their path to recovery. And we just get together, we talk, we have a good time, play games, eat pizza and stuff. And then we do advocate on a national level too to help make that difference within the community.
How many chapters do you guys have altogether?
So currently YPR operates with 42 chapters in 15 states. And we are the only chapter in the state of Ohio.
Wow.
At this time. So.
Now, what kinds of life skill programs are available also?
With YAPR, life skill programs are peer-led and educated individuals in treatment for substance use disorder and other are exiting from the criminal justice system with substance use disorders. So we do the, once again, the topics of the just how to implement life daily skills into your now sober living and stuff to help sustain your long-term recovery.
What kind of advocacy do you guys provide? What kind of advocacy do you guys do?
So we advocate on various different levels. A few months ago, we were in Washington, D.C., advocating on Hill, talking to our local senators and congressmen and stuff. We also network using social media and monthly email distributions to keep everybody informed. And there'll be times in which we'll do, like, call to actions and stuff, which we're asking the community members to help us get our message across to the politicians and stuff so that we can get the changes at a governmental level that where they need to be to help sustain long-term recovery for people.
How are you guys funded, too? How do you guys get funding?
So our particular chapter is actually, we do it through personal donations and stuff from members in the community and stuff like that. The Addis Board has helped us out with some funding to get us off initially, but now it's just through donations, fundraisers, and stuff like that. So we're kind of independently do it, make it happen.
Well, Hayden, it's your turn, my man, because you know we've let Michael have all the fun here so far. You're here to tell us your story of recovery as we celebrate Recovery Month. You know, when was it that you first entered treatment?
My story is a little bit longer, like my whole story. It took me a while before I actually entered treatment for the first time, because until I was ready to change myself, I didn't want any part of it.
So what does recovery look like for you today? As you have a chance to kind of look back at the entire process, what does recovery look like for you today, having gone through all this?
Well, today, I'm overall happier today with my life as a whole. I don't have worries that I used to have. I don't stay angry at things. I've learned to let things go. The recovery to me today is actual happiness. It's nice, because I didn't have that for a really long time.
Understood. And I mean, you know, there are a lot of struggles, a lot of obstacles that you have to endure along the way. If you can, kind of share what some of those struggles and those obstacles were that you had to endure and go through.
Well, first off, I had to separate myself from the so-called problem. And that meant distancing myself from old friends that I grew up with. They were enablers. They were my drinking buddies. They were the exact thing that I didn't need. And that was the first step. I entered a treatment facility called Glen Bay out in Rock Creek, and I stayed there for about 45 days inpatient, and I learned a lot about myself, and that's kind of where it all began. I had to learn about my problems first before I could actually accept them myself.
And along the way, you know, certainly you find out about all the resources that you have at your disposal. Mm-hmm. If you were to pick out a couple of the most impactful resources that you had at your disposal that you discovered along the way, what would those resources be?
Honestly, the most impactful thing that I've gotten through my recovery is the input of my support group. I have people who are willing to call me out on things. I have people who actually care now. They're not just looking for me to go spend money at the bar. They're, if I don't show up to a meeting for a couple days or a couple weeks in a row, first I got five people calling my phone. Are you okay? What's up? You know? And I never had that before. I never had people surround... I was never surrounded by people who cared. And that's probably the biggest part of my recovery today.
If you had a message to send to those who are out there still kind of struggling through some of the same things you struggled through, what would that message be?
Eventually, it's going to stop being fun for everybody. And when you realize it, and you, if you're forced into it, if you choose to go into it, whatever, stick around, because good things happen when you stay.
No question about that. Well, gentlemen, a pleasure to have you guys both here. Michael, before we let you guys go here, you know, for those that are out there listening right now, interested in finding out more about what you guys do with young people in recovery, how can they go about getting a hold of you?
So we have our Facebook page. So it's Lorain County Young People in Recovery. And then also you can find us at www.youngpeopleinrecovery.org. So that's our national site, and it will give you all the information you need to know about young people in recovery.
Good stuff. Michael Place, Hayden Buckley, thank you guys so much for joining us here. Certainly appreciate the time. Hopefully you guys are having a blast here at the Foundry just like we are here. And, well, we'll do it again soon, guys. Thank
Perfect.
You.
Thanks for having
Thanks.
Us.
Thank you.
All righty. Again, Michael Place, Hayden Buckley joining us here, a part of our First Response, a project of the Addis Board of Lorain County. It's supported through Substance Abuse and Mental Health Administration Award SP080284, First Responders Comprehensive Addiction and Recovery Act Cooperative Agreement. We'll come back with more here in just a few as we continue with our Spotlight on Elyria from the Foundry here in downtown Elyria. It's Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL.